It's 8:40 on the ticket Thursday morning with the Musers in 15 minutes. Let's preview tonight's big game 6 in the NBA Finals. But first, we just did the segment on Venom Man, the guy who gets bitten by a snake just about every day and says he's immune to these snake bites, and he's still living, so I guess he is. Joining us now on the ticket hotline is Tim Freed, Venom Man. Good morning.
Hey, guys, it's a pleasure you guys having me on.
Thanks for joining us. You're pretty crazy.
Yeah, a lot of people say that, but you know, I'm just trying to help out humanity by developing this anti-venom. It's going to be universal. It's going to be great. I'm going to sell it for probably about $100 a bottle.
Uh-huh.
At least that's my plan so far. I'm just going to empty some old Pennzoil cans, put my new universal venom in there, and anti-venom, and then just sell the hell out of it at flea markets and trade shows and whatnot.
You could probably get more for it, yeah. And you could probably sell it everywhere.
By the way, can I use your airways for something real quick?
Okay.
My twin brother, Jim Freed, total splinter. He's trying to capitalize on my fame. I'm the true Venom Man. He's fake Venom Man.
Oh, okay.
You're the real one.
Yeah, that bastard. I mean, yeah, we've been warned for a while, ever since we were boys, and he stole my ATV for his own. And so we're kind of country like that.
Yeah, you seem pretty country.
Yeah, and what you saw in that video is pretty tame, actually, from the standpoint of where I let the snakes bite me and such. Normally I have them bite me on the peen just so I can benefit from the swelling.
Oh, I see. Right.
Yeah, if you're going to swell up, make it count, you know. That's what I'm saying.
Jeez.
Normally, but I had to clean it up for the camera and that, and let them bite me on the arm. But
that's still pretty disturbing, though, to see that.
Yeah, it is, George. You're George, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you got it right.
Your producer told me it was George and Greg.
Yeah, Craig.
But, normally I load up my pants with snakes and just let them go to town on me.
Go to town on you?
Yeah, just pour a Pyrex of snakes down the front of my britches.
Pyrex.
And you really ain't lived until you've had about half a dozen rattlers down your pants while out on a date.
While on a date?
Yeah, that's what I do. One time at Olive Garden, I was on my second basket of breadsticks when each one of the rattlers had bitten me about 100 times down there. And my date was in the middle of a story about comparing cloth swatches at a hobby store or something, and I passed out entirely. Had nothing to do with the snake bites, just boring talk from some woman.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
That's how immune you are.
Yeah.
You don't fear for your life here. You get scared about this at all?
No, I don't get scared. I don't fear for my life, mainly because what life do I have, really?
Well, I mean, you're a human being.
Yeah, I guess hey, don't you guys keep a cobra up there at your station? Your producer told me that.
Well, we have a host nicknamed Cobra.
Let him bite me.
We could arrange that at Summer Bash.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Hey, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah, you okay?
Yeah, I'm just, I just got bit by a black mamba.
Oh, okay.
So, starting to feel a little bit. That's the only thing.
That should be nothing for you, though. You're immune.
Well, I was trying to grab my gold nugget necklace that I wear every day, and I actually picked up a black mamba, put it around my neck, and it just caught me right there in the arterial artery right there.
Oh, gosh.
What do you call that, carotid artery?
Yeah, you don't want to get bit there.
Yeah, so I'm kind of feeling it in my head area. But anyway, yeah, coming up, I'm going to start trying to get into things that other people fear and try to develop immunity to those things.
Like what?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to try to develop immunity from lion attacks. So I've been slowly exposing myself to lion attacks.
That's not about poison so much, though, is it? It's more about being
flesh.
Eaten.
Yeah.
And right now I'm in talks. I'm developing a Kevlar suit that will protect you from an elephant stampede. I'll test that out later today.
You're starting to sound a little bit like Santa Claus.
Yeah, I know I am. Because I can't see. I've lost my vision now.
Uh-oh. You okay, Tim?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. It's just a black mamba right there to the neck is it's still hanging off of me too. I can't quite pull him off.
Oh no,
he's really lodged in there. Oh jeez.
Should we get you help?
No, that's all right. I'm Venom Man. I'm immune. I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's taken quite a personal toll becoming been a man because of my obsession. I've quit my job.
Right.
People don't like coming over to my apartment mm-hmm. for the Super Bowl.
Sure.
And my wife left me and my girlfriend left me.
Mm, terrible.
Oh. Shortly after they found out about each other.
Oh. Nothing to do with the snakes. Just
so the only snake that hasn't bit me so far is the trouser snake.
Jeez.
And I taught that one regularly.
You
put
what?
It in my mouth. Hello?
Wow, really?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, hello?
So I have no fear. And as a matter of fact, I've invented a new catchphrase. I'm going to put it on T-shirts and sell it. It says, the only thing to fear is fear itself.
I think someone already came up with that.
That one's already been used, but okay.
Are you okay? You don't sound okay.
I'm totally fine. I'm just,
Oh, no. Venom Man?
I think he finally may have met his match here.
Maybe we'll call him back. Man. All right, it's 8:46 on the ticket. We go to Game 6 tonight in Oakland. What will we see out of the Warriors? Do they have more fight left?